Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here's your weekly weather for Christmas Day. Wednesday, we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, high to 10, lows of 7, but unfortunately we will not have any snow. Speaking of, did you know in order to have a white Christmas in the UK, a flake of snow would have to fall the Met Office HQ in London? Back in the 18th century, a white Christmas was much more common. Coakley in the County Durham is England's snowiest place. The snow falls there an average 53 days a year. That's it. I'm Ophelia Gotto-Dall.
In Isle of Wight news this week, a teenager hit another reveller with metal camping chair during a brawl at the Isle of Wight festival. Jack Barsdale, 19, appeared at the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court on December the 6th, where he pleaded guilty to actual bodily harm. Barsdale of New Street Newport was at the festival at Seacoast on June 14th when a fight broke out between two groups of friends. Barsdale will be sentenced at the Isle of Wight Crown Court on January the 10th. Most of the council's operations will remain open until 4:30pm on Christmas Eve, Tuesday 24th of December. After closing for Christmas Day and Boxing Day, many services will reopen on Friday 27th of December and then on Monday 30th of December and Tuesday 31st of December. Outside of these times, urgent calls and if you are worried about a vulnerable adult should be directed to Whitecare, call 821 105. Residents are being advised of new traffic arrangements that will come into force in January for the next phase of the major improvement works to the St Mary's Junction in Newport. The current phase of work is on schedule for completion by 20th of December 2019, when work will then pause for the Christmas and New Year period, when all lanes will be reopened to traffic and the roundabout marked out with cones. The next phase of work, which is due to start in January 2020 and continue up to the Isle of Wight Festival in early June, will see new traffic arrangements in place. After an anxious wait, fans of the Whitelint Warriors will be delighted to hear that Speedway will be back at the Smallbrook Stadium in April 2020. Barry Bishop says, "I am very pleased to confirm that our award-winning Warriors will again be an integral part of the National League and we are already planning a full season of weekly action." Meanwhile, organisers of Cows Week 2020 have announced that the official charity for next year's event will be Red City Academy's Scaramouche Sailing Trust. The six-year-old sailing club, which became a charity last year, is an amazing initiative which gets young people from North London into the sport which everyone at Cows Week, be their organisers, spectators, volunteers or competitors, loves so much. Kate Johnson, Commercial and Marketing Director at Cows Week Limited, explained, "At Cows Week, we have a range of sponsors and commercial partners who support the regatta and help make it all happen." And finally, Red Funnel is continuing to demonstrate its commitment to keeping the Isle of Wight connected 365 days a year. For yet another consecutive year, the company is set to be the only ferry operator sailing the Solent on Christmas Day. Red Osprey will depart Southampton at 9 and 12 and return from East Cowes at 10:30 and 13:30. Red Funnel has also added 18 extra daily crossings, 9 each way, on its high-speed foot passenger RedJet service between West Cowes and Southampton on every Sunday leading up to Christmas, making it easier to sort last-minute Christmas shopping and indulge in the delights of the season. That's it, and I'm Jasper Hagar-Sotul.
Hello, my name's Ophelia and here are some famous birthdays. Number one, Georgia Mofelt, who is an actor. Lawrence Shalil, who's a strongman. David Holby, who's an actor. Rob Huss, who's a race car driver. Marcus, who's a cricketer. Humphrey Bogart, who's an actor. Annie Lennox, who's a singer. And Isaac Newton, who's a scientist. I'll tell you their ages and dates of birth in a little bit. Bye for now.
Hello, and welcome to James's favourite film. Today, I will be talking about The Christmas Chronicles. The Christmas Chronicles is all about siblings Kate and Teddy. Kate always loves Christmas, while Teddy used to love Christmas, but doesn't anymore. While looking through the old family Christmas videos, Kate sees an odd hand, which she thinks is Santa. They board Santa's sleigh, and then they accidentally cause it to crash. Things get worse, as they find out that Santa's magic hat, that allows him to enter houses unseen and jump from rooftop to rooftop, and his infinite sack of presents have been also lost in the crash. Now, they need to save Christmas together in an awesome adventure. The Christmas Chronicles is great to watch around Christmas because of the name, and it includes Santa, and it is good for all the family. That's all for now. This is James's favourite film.
Hello, I'm Jasper, and this is my obscure word of the week. This week's word is doniferous. If you're doniferous, then you're carrying a present. The act of offering a present is called oblation, which originally was, and in some contexts still is, a religious term referring specifically to the presentation of money or donation of goods to the church. But since the 15th century, it's been used more loosely to refer to the action of offering or presenting any gift or donation, or in particular, a gratuity.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here are the ages for all these people I've mentioned. Number one, Georgia Mofelt, who is 34 years old. Lawrence Shalil, who was born in 1982 and is age 36. David Holby, who is 39 years. Rob Huss, age 40. And Marcus, who is 44. Humphrey Bogart, who is 120 years old. Annie Lennox, who's 65. Isaac Newton, who was born in 1642. That's it for now. We'll have more birthdays next week. Bye! Hello, I'm Ophelia with your travel over Christmas. Firstly, please make sure you check the timetables before you travel. Red Fennel will be running a service across the Solent from East Cowes on Christmas Day, leaving Southampton at 9 a.m. and 12 noon. Leaving East Cowes at 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Until Christmas Eve, Red Fennel are running extra daily Red Jet crossings. Hopper Travel will be running until 7 p.m. on Christmas Eve and will be resuming services again on Friday, the 27th of December. The last White Link ferries on Christmas Eve will be as followed. Fishbourne to Portsmouth at 7 p.m. Portsmouth to Fishbourne at 8 p.m. Lymington to Yarmouth at 7:15 p.m. Yarmouth to Lymington at 8:20 p.m. Portsmouth to Ryde at 6:15 p.m. and Ryde to Portsmouth at 7:47 p.m. The floating bridge will operate on Christmas Eve from 5 a.m. till 12:30 a.m. That's on Christmas Day morning. On Christmas Day, 7 a.m. till 12:30 a.m. the following day, that's Boxing Day. On Christmas Day, between 12:30 till 4 p.m. the service will be suspended due to tidal conditions. And on Southern Vectors, on Christmas Eve, Tuesday, the 24th of December, normal Tuesday timetable. Christmas Day, Wednesday, the 25th of December, special service. Boxing Day, Thursday, the 26th of December, Sunday service, the 27th, 28th and 29th and 30th of December, usual timetable with night buses Friday and Saturday. New Year's Eve, Tuesday the 31st of December, Friday service with night buses. New Year's Day, Wednesday the 1st of January, Sunday service. And finally, Thursday the 2nd of Jan, normal timetable. That's it with your travel. This has been a Very Hey Gotso Talk. Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are the events for Monday the 23rd of December 2019. First up, Santa specials at the Arlwhite Steam Railway, which is all day. Second, Aladdin pantomime at Shankin Theatre at 2:30pm. Breakfast with Santa at the White Lion Inn in Knighton at 9:30am to 11:30 to 11am. Dick Whittington at Medina Theatre from 11am till 2pm. And finally, Christmas Lights Tour. It's the last day of the tour at Southern Vectors Ride at 6:30pm and also at Newport at 6:30pm. That's it for the Monday events.
Hello, I'm Jasper, and these are your events for Tuesday 24th of December. Santa specials at Isle of Wight Steam Railway all day. Aladdin at Shankin Theatre 2:45pm. JC's Christmas at Spyglass Inn in Ventnor at 1pm. Christmas Eve service, crib service at 4:30pm. Carols by Candlelight at 7pm and Midnight Eucharist at midnight. Holy Cross Church at Binstead. Christmas Eve service at St. Peter's Church in Haven Street at 7pm. Christingle service at St. John's Church in Ryde at 4pm. Christingle service at All Saints Church in Ryde at 4pm. DVD and CD sale at Carols Library till 1pm. Dick Whittington at Medina Theatre 11am to 2pm. Christmas Eve Fun Day, entertainment, music stalls, Victorian Fun Fair and much more, Sandown High Street, 10:30am to 3:30pm. That's all, and I've been Jasper Hagotso Tool.
Hello, and this is James from Vectis Radio doing the events for Thursday the 26th of December 2019. First up we have Aladdin at Shanklin Theatre at 2:45pm. Next we have JC and Angelica at Spyglass Inn in Ventnor at 1pm. Next, we have Ventnor Boxing Day Swim at Ventnor Seafront at 12 noon. We also have a traditional Isle of Wight Mummers Play at 11:45am, with Morris Dancing at 12 noon, then a song session at Arrowton Barnes in Arrowton. A charity swim at Totland Bay at 11am, Boxing Day Special Trains at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway all day long, and Folk Music Night at 7:30pm in the Gaelic Bagger Inn in the Reading Room in Chilton. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Here are some of the events for Friday the 27th of December. What, where and what time? We have Aladdin at the Shanklin Theatre at 2:45pm and 7pm. We have Dick Whittington at the Medina Theatre, time not listed. Pete Sakes Band at the Bargeman's Rest at 8:30pm. There's a selection of decorated Christmas trees at St. Peter's Church in Haven Street at 10:30pm to 4pm. This has been What, Where and What Time for the event of Friday the 27th of December.
It's time for us to say goodbye. So it's a goodbye from us here at this four-piece Saturday school. Ta-ta!
The Short Breaks Four-Piece Course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.